This is episode 6 of the Club Penguin Cheats English podcast. Now, up for our first part, it's the news. There's a lot of news this episode, so without further ado, here's the news. anyway, Screen Hog and Club Penguin's Halloween decorating contest. As you know, Club Penguin will be having a Halloween igloo decorating contest next weekend. Screen Hog loved all your ideas on Wednesday's blog. Now he is ready for the contest. I also want to remind us that once a member buys an igloo now, it will go to the inventory. So this is much better than the old way when you would lose your igloo every time you wanted to change it. it's quite good, his igloo. It's just quite plain. Yeah. Anyway, there's two new pins. There's a gold feather pin, and that's in the mine shack, which is on your map. And then you click on the pin and you'll get it, obviously. And then you have access to the bridge in the Secrets of Bamboo Forest at the stage, which is the new stage, which I'll talk about later on. And the carrot pin. Is in the nightclub. It's kind of on the DJ bit, behind the speaker where you go into the boy room. So he's clicking that, and then it says, "Do you want to pick up?" You say yes. Now here's the Secrets of the Bamboo Forest returns to the stage. I remember this when I first joined Club Penguin. I remember this was on. It was the first one I went to. First stage. It's got a fully pig costume, which I think is quite funny. There's no cheats, again, for like 10th time. New Halloween postcards. There's some new ones. And here they are: costume tryouts, hide and seek. This is the old one. Happy Halloween, trick or treat, and it's got like awesome outfit. And I like your outfit. Again. I quite like it. And also news. It's a lot of news this time. Did you notice in today's Club Penguin Times where it talks about a 5th anniversary party, it says that party will be held at a town centre. That got me thinking, don't we usually just call it town? Well, the town. Soon, this leads me to wonder if there'll be a new room soon. Remember when I told you about the town new room? Yeah, it's like a new room. Do you think this could be really be a new room called Town Centre, or do you think Club Penguin is just talking about calling that the town now? I know Club Penguin has called the town centre sometimes, but come on, really, what is it called? I can't wait to see it. No, that's not very important. Called Jitsu Water. It's actually coming now. It's actual proof. It says this is from the 2011 Club Penguin Slim calendar. You can see there's Fire Ninja and Water Ninja. The snow element is not an amulet yet. That's because the Water Ninja will be next here. No, I think that's because the Water Ninja will be here this November 2010, and Ice Ninja will be here next November. Yeah. Let's see if there's any more news here. Oh yeah, at the start. Did you see like the? I tried to recreate the theme tune of Club Penguin. It's not very good, is it? No. Kart surfer update. It's kart surfer stamps now. I've already got one of the red ones. And also, now you can take your black puffle with you on it. Yeah. They're really easy to use stamps, like, for the cards of, now here's a cheats and glitches segment. How to know the time difference of Club Penguin in your time zone. Go to the snow forts. Check what time is it. Check what time it is on the big Club Penguin clock. Compare the difference between Club Penguin and your time. Yeah, so you can like just compare them. But the weird thing is, on Chris Dog's website, on that, the picture where it is, the penguin isn't Chris Dog 93 anymore. It's Matthew 722 or 722, what you want to call it. And then, yeah. There's another one. How to turn invisible on Club Penguin. Go to the iceberg where only the light blue colour sit on the top right of the iceberg on the left aqua grabber, and your penguin's head, is that called you? Yeah, head will become invisible. Visit HQ. Perfect pulse stats glitch. If you bathe your puffle, feed it before the bath is over, then all of the energy and everything will be right up. Yep. You might be able to see that now. You might be able to see it now. Speedboat at the telescope. Go into the cove, look into binoculars, and then wait 10 seconds. I actually measured it. It was 11 or 12 seconds you have to wait, actually. Yep, and then there's like a boat and a person. No, it's just a person playing hydro hopper, actually. I'm just going to try out that, what other segments have we got? Oh. And see some glitches. Is that it for this episode, actually? Oh no, Igloo of the Week and Penguin of the Week. So the Igloo of the Week is, it's kind of a cheat here because, she's a part of CPCAG. It's Red Guardian Eye. She doesn't change her igloo that much. So yeah, just go and can check her out, Red Gladioli. She's not on like tremendously often, but yep. And Penguin of the Week, or it's basically a friend of the week, really, is it's doing a rock hopper background by accident. Where is it? Come on, rock hopper, where are you? There we go, found rock hopper. Anyway, and our Penguin of the Week is Sid149, or if you have seen him as Sid14, it's just him, just a different account. This actually works, this thing. It's not completely invisible, but it is quite fun to do. And here's just one last little cheat. If you click on news, then we click on We Need You in the top right corner. Click on question, don't type anything down, press send, and then it says thank you. Click OK. In the top left corner, it says main. Click on main, and then hold down the tab button. No, just click the tab button, type anything in. I'm just going to do hi, and click enter. And then your penguin will be saying hi, or whatever you typed it down, while reading newspaper. And the little and if you think that you can tip the iceberg, you can't. Everyone says to I always say to people, you can't tip the iceberg, you can't tip the iceberg. They always say, yes, you can. There's been absolutely no proof of doing iceberg. Because on Club Penguin podcast, on Club Penguin podcast on iTunes, they emailed Sony, not Sony, they emailed Club Penguin, and then they said that you can't actually tip the iceberg. Yeah, so if you can, you can't. So that's it for this episode, and I'm not going to put that really bad Club Penguin theme on again. I'm going to do something else. So until next episode, wall on.